21 1500 double cab with standard box and four-wheel drive. Lots to choose from on the lot. Pick out your new Chevrolet and find new roads at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring. If you're considering either new or additional grain storage facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your top source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Whether you need a minor repair or a new grain storage and handling facility, including site design, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MC and Nico grain dryers. DS Services have been building and maintaining farm and commercial grain storage and handling facilities for more than three decades, so they keep a large parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and more. Visit DSServicesInc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Add more profit to your operation by calling DS Services today. 989-872-3318. Farmers Cooperative Grain Company Cass City Store now has convenience lumber such as 2x4 and 4x4s, OSB board, shingles, nails, and decking screws, bag fertilizers, grass and garden seed, and other lawn and garden supplies. And of course, you can order any of your lumber needs for delivery to the Cass City Store at the corner of M53 and Bay City Forestville Road. Farmers Co-op Grain Company is open Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. and weekdays 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Farmers Cooperative Grain Company of Kindy, Elkton, and Cass City. Michigan's oldest member-owned co-op.
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
Once in a while, good fortune is on your side. You need a new pickup, and because they recently bought two additional truckloads of Ford F-150s, More Motor Sales of Carroll now has the largest selection of F-150s in Huron, Sanilac, and Tuscola counties. They're offering the best rebates and incentives in the history of the F-150, up to $15,000 off MSRP, and that's the best ever. Hurry to More Motor Sales of Carroll for the best selection, the best discounts, and the best deals, because when they're gone, they're gone.
Make the switch to a water furnace geothermal system and get up to a $2,000 instant rebate. Hi, this is Matt Revert from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. It's our geothermal upgrade event. Switch to a water furnace geothermal system and get up to a $2,000 instant rebate. If you already have a geo system, upgrade to a 5 series and receive a $1,000 rebate, or upgrade to a 7 series and receive a $2,000 rebate. In addition, receive a 30% federal tax credit. Start saving up to 70% on your heating, cooling, and hot water with a comfort you have to experience to believe. For a free estimate, contact B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe at 989-269-5280.
Pre-game action here on this Friday. We are in downtown Kindy for the Mayville and North Huron game. Josh Brubaker alongside Kurt Damereau, and we just checked out the radar. Looks pretty brutal.
Wow. That must be the backside of the tower. That's why they didn't put any windows in the backside of the tower, so we can't see what's over that way. But you know what? We're looking okay here, here at Kindy, end of the north, but we're going to be right on the border, maybe getting some rain tonight. Now, taking a look at the teams and how they play out, I was talking to Randy Miller and a few of the other guys that have been up here. Randy's former head coach and former three or four time coach of the year up here, giving us some help. And we're talking about maybe an advantage here, guys. If it rains, could be an advantage for the Warriors. We'll see.
Yeah, pretty much anything that can help them get an extra push or an extra motivation at all to break that 0-5 record to start off the season. But
And we're hoping homecoming, you know, for the Warriors, are hoping that that'll do it tonight. They had a real nice parade downtown, Josh, and for all of you that missed it, boy, you missed a nice one. The fields looked great, and the homecoming court was there. And they head right downtown Main Street and came to the school, and now the kids are all having a great time. It's a typical high school football game night. You got all the elementary kids are down in the one end zone, and they're playing football, you know. And they're hanging out, and the cheerleaders are hanging out, and the concession stand, the parents are all there ready for the homecoming tonight. Everybody's working up in the tower, getting everything ready to go for all the homecoming activities. I got to speak with Darren McNabb. He's the band director. They've got a wonderful music program here at North Huron Schools. If you haven't heard about it, Darren just does a fantastic job. And also got to talk to my old broadcast partner, Chad Knobloch, who is now coaching for the North Huron Warriors. So. Yeah, he was trying to look. He hadn't had an excuse to run away from me. He just couldn't break off.
I can't make it.
No, so he had to take up coaching again, like he doesn't coach enough. Yeah, so he's down there with his team as they're getting ready on the sideline. But we, like we said, a beautiful weather here tonight. The lights are on. Both teams are on the field. North Huron, they're wearing the gold pants and gold jerseys with the blue numbers. And the Mayville Wildcats out with the dark pants and the white jerseys and the red numbers from the Wildcats. And they're just getting warmed up here in our pregame. We've got about a half hour before we start tonight's game, and we're doing our pregame stuff. And gives us a chance to kind of warm up and get things ready to go. And also get some updates from Clark Brock, if you know him from the Skill Center. Clark's going to be the PA announcer for the night's homecoming events.
Awesome.
Let's take a look at Josh. We got a lot of papers here.
Yes. Clear
this
stuff up.
Wow, we've got this. Looks like my old desk here. Week 5 of high school football. A lot of games going on. Everybody got to play. Nobody got rained out. Elginac was 19 over Croswell. Lexington 14. Elmont 49 defeated Armada big time, 49-6. It was Richmond defeating KPEC 35-0, and Yale over Imlay City 33-0. Reese defeated Vassar 49-12. Unionville Seawing, the Patriots 28, Bad Axe 7 for the Hatchets. Elkton Bridge and Bayport Lakers, that was probably one of the closer games of the league right there, with the Lakers 26, Cassidy 20, Upley 47 over Marlette 6. Harbor Beach just got by Sandusky 34-30. It was Brown City, a big win over Memphis 70-12. Frankenmuth defeated Millington 24-7. Essexville Harbor 28, Bridgeport 20. It was Birch Run defeating North Branch, another close game, 26-20. Otisville Lakeville 22 over Carroll by 2, 22-20. Marysville defeated Clawson 49-13. Port Huron Northern beats East Detroit 21-6. St. Clair over St. Clair Shores South Lake. Talk about a high-scoring game, Josh. 71-48 in that ball game.
Well,
Port Huron 45 on top of Fraser 6, and Marine City over Madison Heights 37-29. In eight-man football last week, Peck 54, Michigan School for the Deaf 14, Deckerville 42 over Rudyard 12. Kingston over top of North Huron 69-26. Morris defeated Mayville 26-20. It was Hale on top of CPS 54-6. Flinard International 58 beat Caseville 58-26. Dryden over Marion 42-20. And Owen Gage over Akron Fairgrove in a forfeit there, and they just had to get the 2 points on the board. And that's what happened there. And, one more game. New Haven Merritt, 68, and Burton Madison Academy, 48.
Here's the rundown right there. All the games from last week. I actually had the chance to make it down to Bad Axe's. That was their homecoming, and it was a great night for that. That was one of the first nights where it was the real fall weather. It was cold. Everyone had their sweaters on, some flannels. It was their homecoming. And what I like about their team is how they play no matter what. They got a smaller team, a younger team as well, but they'll play to the end no matter what. The crowd's into it from the beginning to the end, cheering for everything. So it's great to learn more about the football in this area. Haven't been too many games up here since I've been up here.
Yeah, this is even ESPN. We've even been announced on Thumb. I think it was Sports Illustrated here about 10 months ago. They had a story, and they talked about, compared to all the things about football in the United States, and the reporter said, well, until you really experience Michigan high school football in the Thumb region. And I thought, how cool is that?
It's cool.
He gave us a shout out. You know, speaking of Bad Axe, congratulations, the 2016 Bad Axe homecoming king and queen. They were Ryan Hileski and Tess McManaman.
Quite a
crowned on Friday night.
Yes, they were one of those fairy tale stories too. Been dating since eighth grade. That's what I heard. Yes, so it's a feel good story for the night
too. Congratulations.
Yes.
Well, again, a beautiful night here. The Warriors are out in the field, about 25 minutes away from the start of the ball game. We've just run down all of the scores from last week's game. And here's a look at how things are going right now with some of the numbers. You know what? Maybe we'll come back to that and